From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump Saturday said that during the APEC summit in Vietnam, he had two or three very short conversations with President Vladimir Putin, centering on the situation in Syria. Mr. Trump speaking to reporters in Air Force One as it flew from Da Nang to the Vietnamese capital, said a joint statement on Syria he agreed to issue with Putin is going to save a tremendous number of lives. The statement first released by the Kremlin says the two leaders confirmed the importance of de-escalation areas as interim steps to reduce violence in Syria, enforce ceasefire agreements, facilitate unhindered humanitarian access, and set the conditions for the ultimate political solution to the conflict. Putin told reporters in Da Nang Saturday the joint statement is one of extraordinary importance, confirming the principles of the fight against terrorism. Putin and Da Nang asserted that there is no confirmation of Russian meddling in the election in which Mr. Trump defeated Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton. U.S. President Trump is in Vietnam again for a second day of meetings with Asian economic leaders after pushing a strong American First agenda in an address to regional business leaders. Mr. Trump issued a statement after attending a dinner hosted by Vietnam President Tran Đại Quang, saying, "We've come a long way.
We've come a long way, the United States and Vietnam. We've seen it from both sides of the picture. And this is the pleasant side. You are doing a spectacular job. Your people are doing a spectacular job. And in the United States, likewise."
The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit is one of several summits Mr. Trump is planning to attend during a five-country Asian tour. This is VOA News. 11 Pacific Rim nations, including Canada, are moving ahead with talks for a resuscitated Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. Leaders from Asia-Pacific nations meeting in Vietnam to push ahead with a massive trade deal without the U.S. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman is traveling with the president.
One of the first things that Donald Trump did when he became president was to pull the United States out of that 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership. But on the other hand, President Trump very clearly said today that he would do a bilateral trade agreement with any nation in the region that wants to be a partner of the United States, as long as they're willing to abide by what he calls the principles of fair and reciprocal trade.
The U.S. and South Korea began joint naval exercises Saturday in the Western Pacific. Three U.S. aircraft carriers also will participate in separate exercises Sunday with Japan's largest warship. Japan will also dispatch one of its two large helicopter carriers and two escorts to participate in the drills in the Sea of Japan and East China Sea. This display of military forces meant to pressure North Korea as U.S. President Donald Trump attends the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. The naval drills are aimed at sending a strong signal to Pyongyang of U.S.'s ability to rapidly mobilize a potent military force. The U.S. carriers transport a total of about 200 aircraft, including F-18 combat jets. The White House has called on all states and parties to respect Lebanon's sovereignty, independence, and constitutional processes. A statement released Saturday said in this sensitive time, the United States also rejects any efforts by militias within Lebanon or by any foreign forces to threaten Lebanon's stability, undermine Lebanese government institutions, or use Lebanon as a base from which to threaten other areas in the region. The White House said Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri has been a trusted partner of the United States, strengthening Lebanese institutions, fighting terrorism, and protecting refugees. Afghanistan has received an inaugural consignment of wheat from India through an Iranian port, opening a new trade and transit route for the landlocked nation that bypasses neighboring Pakistan. The strategic sea route, officials say, will help improve trade and transit connectivity between Kabul and New Delhi. The Washington Post newspaper reports that the body of one of the four U.S. Marines killed last month in Niger by militants was found with arms bound, apparently executed. The U.S. military has said the attackers are suspected to have been affiliated with the Islamic State. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.